House Special Committee on Fisheries to order at approximately 3:10. Today is March 22nd, 2010. Present at the committee are Representative Kawasaki, Representative Munoz, Representative Book, myself, Chair Edgman. We have before us two items. The first is House Bill 389. If I could ask the bill sponsor staff to come to the table, please. If there's additional noise on the record, it is because we are in the process of setting things up. We are a different committee room. And Katie, good to see you again.
Thank you. For the record, Katie Kester, staff to Representative Seaton. A one-sentence summary on House Bill 389. House Bill 389 is a legislation that allows the Division of Investments to offer up to a two-point rate reduction to borrowers of the Product Quality Improvement and Engine Fuel Efficiency Replacement programs under the Commercial Fishing Loan Program if they purchase a product that that has been manufactured in the state of Alaska. And at least 50% of proceeds from the loan need to be spent on an Alaska manufactured product. Last committee on Tuesday, when we discussed this bill, there were kind of two questions that the committee had. And the first one was that the definition of produced or manufactured in Alaska, which is in the bill, was sufficient for the department to promulgate regulations. And Greg Winninger, who's the director of the division, can further explain that. But they believe they do have enough authority. They've pulled this language from procurement statute, and procurement has a set of regulations that they've generated regarding Alaska manufacture. Of course, the regulations would go through the standard regulation process and public comment period, so that that would still have to go on. But the Attorney General for the division and the Department of Commerce said she felt confident that they had enough authority. The other questions arose on kind of the definition of Alaska manufacture and what would be eligible. And we did distribute a memo. It's a two-page memo that just walked through a couple of hypothetical scenarios for the borrowers and how the department would go about determining Alaska manufacture and that the product was indeed Alaska manufactured. In that memo, it specifies that, as Representative Kawasaki's example, if they purchased a kit and just assembled the kit in Alaska, that would probably not be eligible because you're not producing something with a distinct character and use. So I hope that I've clarified those issues that the committee had last week and be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for the bill sponsor staff, Representative Munoz?
No, I was just going to offer a motion on the bill. Like
we do have one individual sign up to testify. Any additional questions? I hope to get to that point, though, soon, Representative Munoz. Vice Chair Keller.
If you don't like hers, I'll make it.
Well, not seeing any questions from committee members, the Chair will open a public testimony. We do have online Jerry Scholes with Coastal Refrigeration. Jerry, did you want to offer comments on House Bill 389?
No. Good afternoon, folks. Yes, I'm available for any questions you might have regarding this bill.
Okay, I take it you support the bill?
Yes, I'm a small manufacturer of refrigerated seawater systems, and I thought perhaps this would be one way to generate more small business within the state if there was a reduction in the interest rate to people who manufacture here. And I can be sure, I'm certainly willing to answer any questions anyone might have with regard to that industry.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry. Is there any questions for Mr. Scholes? Scanning the committee table, not seeing any. Appreciate you offering your testimony and being available for questions. Is there anyone else online who wishes to testify on House Bill 389? Not hearing so. Is there anyone here in the committee room who wishes to testify on the bill? Not seeing or hearing any additional testimony. Public testimony is closed. Committee discussion, House Bill 389. Representative Munoz.
I'd like to move CS for House Bill 389, version P, with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection to the motion to move House Bill 389 out of committee? Not seeing any, so moved, and we will stand on for a second to assign the committee document. Approximately 3:15 p.m. The next item of business before the House Fisheries Committee is Senate Bill CS for Senate Bill 274, and we do have the bill sponsor with us, Senator Dyson. Good to see you today.
Thank you, and thanks to the committee for hearing this on such short notice. This bill has been an absolute delight for me. I'm Senator Fred Dyson, District I, and the member of your body who shares my district ask, or because she was so busy, if we would carry this, and I said sure, and then found out what a delight. So there's they're building a new fish hatchery there at Elmendorf to replace the old one, which is appreciated, and a number of biologists around the state have come and asked that we name it after William Jack Hernandez. And so that was fine. And then I started to find out about this guy. And he was a civilian employee at Wake Island. And on December 7th, when the Japanese were bombing Pearl Harbor, they invaded Wake Island. And he fought along with the military guys there for 16 days, spent 3.5 years as a prisoner of war. And the History Channel did a documentary on it. It's called Wake Island, the Alamo of the Pacific. And there's been a book written about that includes this guy. It's called Wake Island's Civilian POW Story, written by a guy named Jim Journey, I believe. Anyways, after the war was over, this guy enlisted in the Army. After a few years, was sent to Fort Rich Elmendorf and was given the job of working on a fish hatchery. And it is literally true that all of the fish hatcheries in South Central Alaska are a result of this man's work. And in the other committees where we've had hearings on this in the Senate side, we had a number of biologists and say that there's a whole generation, over 25 years of marine biologists for who this guy is kind of their patron saint and mentor and so on. And there's no one has objected to it, and I've just been astonished at the outpouring of support for honoring this gentleman who passed on here a few years ago. And so virtually all I have to say.
Thank you, Senator. We do have a question, Representative Book.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple of questions. One, a comment. First of all, it is a delight and pleasure to look at legislation like this where we're promoting and honoring somebody. It's a shame that it's posthumously endeavored. It's nice to be able to give these honors to people while they're still alive. And at any rate, thank you for your efforts in bringing this forward. I was just wondering, sir, what it is like to have to seek approval from your former staffer.
a delight.
At any rate, I would also like to conclude by saying that my time is otherwise constricted. I'd love to hear further testimony. I'm here as to make a quorum in support of this bill, but I have very limited time.
Yes, then thank you for pointing that out. Vice Chair Keller.
Yeah, I tried to think of something clever to say, and I couldn't, and you took care of it. But I want to say, if Fred said this guy is straight, he's straight, and I'm in.
So you're straight then?
Yeah, let's vote. Let's vote. Let's get this thing out of here. Yeah.
At this point, I'd like to open a public testimony. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify on Senate Bill 274? Not hearing as such. Is there anyone here in the room who wishes to testify? No. Not seeing any nodding of heads. We'll close public testimony. Vice Chair Keller.
I'd like to move 26C. First of all, CS for Senate Bill 274, Resources. 26 LS1449 Romeo out of committee with attached fiscal note, zero fiscal note, and individual recommendations.
Hearing no objections, the committee has moved out of the bill. Thank you, Senator, and
thank
staff.
You.
With that, not seeing any more business coming before the committee, we are adjourned at approximately 3:20.